right, in case you didn't know, this is not church. This is youth church. So people gotta talk. It's active, it's alive, it's loud, it's raucous. All right? All right, now we're gonna bring on two of the most dynamic women in our church. Come on, give me something on the keys or something. Drum or something. Make some noise. Make some noise.
Thank you. was delayed reacting. Stop, stop. I'm gonna give you guys another chance. Anybody ready for break time? I'm a little better. Our first song today is going to be I Am Grateful. Are we missing anybody up here? I feel like we're missing somebody up here, and I feel like we're missing something else. Everybody's still sitting down. You guys tired? Anybody tired? We just woke up.
Right.
We just woke up. How are we tired already? Honestly, guys, this is an opportunity to come before God, our Lord and our Savior, and pray.
Amen.
I mean, if you have a problem with that, that's too bad. But I'm going to let you know that we did not come here today to entertain you. The definition of entertainment is to be distracted. We didn't come to church today to be distracted. We came to praise God. Whatever you have that's on your heart, whatever is troubling you, I'm asking you to bring it down today. Bring it to the foot of the cross. Leave it there. Praise Him for all the things that He's done. Show that we are actually grateful that we have a God strong to me is the reason why we keep going. Because sometimes you're going to have issues, you're going to have problems, they're going to stand in your way. But sometimes you have to look past that. And look where you're trying to get to. The reality of it is, at the end of all of this, whatever you may be doing right now, all this is going to end. And it's either going to be heaven or it's going to be hell. Bottom line, there's no gray area in there. Now, as Christians, as believers, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we have to have faith and we have to believe. So we're going to sing Christ over a crown.
Now
Of the
7 days a week, 24 hours a day, giving thanks, commemorating the Lord's work, just worshiping God nonstop. That was their job. That was their job 7 days a week. They didn't get the Sabbath off because they were Sabbath keepers. They were worshiping, amen? Always before the ark of the Lord. And on that day, verse 7, and on that day, and we've had some great music today, and on that day, David first delivered this psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him. Sing songs to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face. Remember his marvelous works, for he has done. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, and his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Right now we'll be blessed. We will be blessed. You know, this morning when we started all this, I told you to turn to your neighbor and said, I'm going to be blessed today. Were you here? Were you here? You know, God ain't a liar, amen? And I know you will be blessed today. Have you been blessed so far?
Yes.
Amen, amen. It's been a blessing so far. And we will continue in that string of blessings right now. We're going to have a special selection from Brother Woody Leonard.
Amen.
Brother Woody, you want to start with us?
Thank you.
you.